It's 8:50 with the crew. I'm Sean Kelly with Orlena Keen. Joining us for the conversation this morning, longtime anchor here at Quinney Broadcasting, Mary Thomas, and we also have with us Morgan Campbell. She's with Global Television out of Toronto. Good morning to Mary, and good morning to Morgan.
Good morning to you all.
That's Mary.
Good morning.
And that's Morgan. You two sound alike, and I know, Morgan, you're a little nervous joining the legendary Mary Thomas in a conversation.
Now, I've been a fan of Mary's since I was at Loyalist College, so, yeah, that's right, Morgan. I remember you.
Well, and that Morgan was a graduate, Mary, in 1974, so.
I'm aging well.
Yeah, you're aging well.
I was just a couple of years ahead of you.
Well, you know, we're reminiscing right now with Morgan and Mary about one time Quinney Broadcasting employee, and she was in the radio business for a few years. Captain Jennifer Casey, who was killed this past Sunday in Kamloops, B.C. in that Snowbirds crash. She worked here for a couple of years. And we'll start with you, Mary. What do you remember about Jen in the newsroom? Because we knew her as Jennifer Howell, the anchor and reporter. What do you remember about Jennifer in the newsroom?
Well, yes, I knew her as Jennifer Howell. And you know, Sean, my head didn't click in when I first heard about this accident. And, of course, you know, we didn't know who had hopped out of the plane, who had jumped out. But when I first heard the name, even, I didn't see the picture first. I heard the name on air first, and it didn't trick with me, because I knew Jennifer as Jennifer Howell. I knew her as Jennifer in our newsroom. And when she was out at CFB Trenton, Tim dealt mainly with the Air Force out there, and so I didn't have that much contact with her. But certainly in the newsroom, she was a voice to be heard. She was a very positive person, positive both in, you know, her daily life sort of thing, but also very positive in her work. She was very structured and, you know, that kind of person, sort of a number one person, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And but fun to work with, that's for sure.
And Morgan Campbell joining us, Global Television in Toronto. And Morgan grew up in this neck of the woods. And you had some dealings with Jennifer as well.
Yeah, I worked with Jen as a fellow journalist when she was with Quinney Broadcasting. And then I had the pleasure of working with her again in her role as public affairs officer at 8 Wing. And I think the greatest thing about Jen was, coming from that journalism background, prior to Jen taking over the public affairs officer position there, we used to joke, actually, like Tim and I, when we would be waiting in the terminal at 8 Wing, saying, oh, the military's motto is hurry up and wait. And I mean, Jen would have been a part of those jokes and whatnot, but when she took over that team and she worked there, that quickly disappeared. She knew exactly what we needed as journalists, which was incredible to see. You know, she wasn't giving us five different people to try to fit into a minute and a half story. You know, when we were doing stories about Toys for the North, for example, she knew that it was important to actually see people loading the planes with the toys. TV is show and tell, and, you know, arguably radio is that as well. To a degree. So she was great at her job in that sense, because she knew what we needed. And the second you pulled up and you saw that smile, I mean, you knew that you were going to have a great day, because Jen had this energy about her that was really infectious.
Sean, it's the energy, exactly what Morgan's talking about, the energy and knowing where she was going, or where, well, in that case, where the other people were going. But in the newsroom, that was her very positive steps that she would take. You know, she knew where she was going on this story, et cetera. And she, you know, she had a very, very pleasant, very positive attitude. And, you know, in our business, certainly in the years that I've worked, journalists come and go, and some you remember forever, and some make an impression on you.
Yeah.
And I guess that was Jennifer.
You know, Morgan was here yesterday doing a story in the Quinney area on Captain Jennifer Casey, and we both were talking about how Jennifer was real. There was nothing plastic about her, not phony baloney. There's so many in this industry that if it's not about them, they're disappointed. That's what you were discussing as well, Morgan, that you felt that she was so genuine, just a kind, caring person.
She really was. And, you know, I love that clip in my story last night that you referenced about, you know, plastic, because it's so true.
Yeah.
But, you know, I left a couple years ago to go to Global New Brunswick. This is a prime example. And Jen and I had worked at the base. She knew I was going out there. And my very first story at CFB Gagetown, keep in mind, I didn't end up going to CFB Gagetown. I think I was probably 9 months into my tenure there. I rolled in there, and the public affairs officers came out, and they said, "You must be Morgan Campbell. Jen told us all about you." They essentially rolled out the red carpet. I had my own spot set up with an audio connection. You know, the girls had asked me if I wanted to go sailing with them in Mactaquac, and they said, "Jen had such lovely things to say about you." I have no idea how Jen knew. She must have, you know, come across some sort of RSVP list internally or something, but she took it upon herself to reach out to the team there and essentially vouch for me. And I think that speaks volumes to her character, really.
She was a step ahead. I think that's exactly true, Morgan. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, anything else you'd like to get in? Mary, you shared an email with the staff yesterday, and that's going to be our 9 o'clock song in honor of Jen this morning. You sent an email to all the staff. You remember her coming into the newsroom and singing Sundown by Gordon Lightfoot.
Well, this is true. And she often would sing a little bit. And we would laugh because, you know, wouldn't remember the words, whatever. And that was one. And, you know, everybody remembers the chorus kind of to that, or if you call it a chorus. It just stuck in my mind, and every once in a while, one of us would sort of hum it or whatever, you know, and then it would be in your head for the rest of the day. And it was just a cute thing that popped in my head yesterday, and I just had to share that.
Thank you for your time. Morgan, you're a Loyalist College grad, and you grew up in the Wooler area. Is that right?
Well, I'm originally from, like, north of Castleton, but I still own a house in Wooler because I think it's the greatest place in the country. But, yes, I do love the region.
And so much so, you bought a trailer.
Yeah. Now, there's even a trailer up at my parents' house. I'm definitely one with nature, so we have several spots to visit outside of the hustle and bustle of Trenton. But I have to say, or Toronto, rather. I have to say, it's always incredible to go back to the Quinte region because I truly believe there's so many special people there, special people like Jen, but, I mean, special people just like you guys, Mary Thomas and Tim Durkin and yourself, Sean, and Arlena. I mean, you guys are great storytellers, and you're so connected with the community that when something like this happens, you guys are the folks that people turn to, and you play a vital role in not just informing, but painting a picture.
Thanks for the comments. Morgan Campbell joining us this morning from Global News Toronto. Mary Thomas joining us from her home here in Belleville. How are you dealing, Mary, with COVID-19?
Oh, great, great. You know, we in news never stop, so we're kind of connected at any rate. I actually feel very fortunate in that sense because, you know, can't really reach out to your friends very much, but...
And how about yourself, Morgan? You hanging in there?
You know, I seem to be wearing a lot of sweatpants lately, but the good thing is I can still fit in my jeans and my dress pants. Right.
And Morgan is definitely enjoying the wine from Sandbanks in the county. Oh, I see. She's got quite a stock of it.
What would you notice that, Arlena?
I have stocks. I think people think I have stocks in the company. Yeah. I have so much.
True story.
Thank you for this, ladies.
Thank you,
appreciate
guys.
The comments.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. It's safe.